Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, I'm Dan Wootton, and welcome to a brand new episode of my podcast. Each week on the Dan Wootton Interview, I'll be bringing you some of the biggest names from around the world straight to your headphones, and this week I've got a little treat for you, a Shuffle, Delete, Repeat special. Now, on the regular editions of the podcast, if you're a loyal listener, you'll know I asked some of the biggest A-listers from around the world to pit three of their most popular songs against each other. Then they decide which one they'd shuffle, which they'd repeat, which obviously means they'd really like it, and then which one they would delete from their back catalogue. Throughout this episode, we're going to hear from the likes of Kelly Clarkson, Robbie Williams, Shania Twain, Simon Cowell, and loads more as we relive some of those amazing and at times very surprising, actually, shuffle, delete, repeat moments. Now, if you want to listen to any of those episodes in full, then you can. Totally free right now. You just need to subscribe to the Dan Wootton Interview and go through the amazing back catalogue, which includes interviews with Shawn Mendes, Kylie Minogue, Meghan Trainor, and James Corden, just from the last few weeks alone. But right now, let's start our special. So we're going to kick off with one of the youngest artists that we've had on the podcast, actually, Charlie Puth. Now, he joined me in the pod in November 2017 to talk about Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber, and his new album, Voice Notes. He also took on Shuffle, Delete, Repeat, of course, with some of his biggest solo hits, including One Call Away. Just run into my arms, I'm only one call away. Attention. Yeah. How long? How long has this been going on?
You've been creeping around on me while you're calling me baby. Repeat attention, because I can listen to that song over and over and over again. I have the worst memory ever. It's how long? So how
and
long?
One call away.
That's so difficult.
It's a cruel game, I know.
Right now in my life... It is a cruel game. Damn. Right now in my life, I'm going to say delete One Call Away and shuffle how long.
You've got to. It's new. It's fresh.
It's new. It's fresh. Assuming that it's going to come back into the playlist. It's just, I love One Call Away. It's one of my favorite songs, but...
You've played it a lot.
I've played it a lot. It doesn't make as much sense of what I'm trying to do right now, but it's that part of my life.
Then we've got Charlie Puth. Charlie Puth collabs. That's where I got confused. You've got See You Again.
We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Marvin Gaye with Meghan Trainor.
Let's Marvin Gaye and get it on. You got the healing that I want.
And Oops with our very own Little Mix. Which would you shuffle? Which would you delete? Which would you repeat?
Me and Jade had a bit of a look on X Factor.
So really?
Yeah, but she's...
You would be a very cute couple.
She's in a relationship, I found out that night. I was on stage singing with them and we're like, oh, Jade's so... She's so sexy. I'm like, is that bad that I just said that?
No, not at all. She's so lovely as well.
She's so lovely. She's like...
She'd be the perfect girlfriend for you.
Well, she's taken.
For now.
Well, she's taken.
For now, yeah.
I will say she's taken, and I'm glad that she's happy. Anyway.
So, are you going to delete her song then?
No, I can't. No, I can't delete. They're all such nice girls. I can't delete that. I like that song. Simon Cowell said that's one of his favorite songs of the year when it came out. Oops.
Doesn't surprise me. Okay, so what are you going to do with that one then?
I will shuffle that one.
Shuffle that. So then you've got Marvin Gaye and See You Again.
I'll have to... Repeat Marvin I'll repeat See You Again because I can listen to that song over and over. It's hard because I don't want to listen to my voice all the time, but I like Wiz's rap on it, quite frankly. I'll delete Marvin Gaye. That song was made to be a joke anyway.
Some great choices there from Charlie Puth. And what a lovely couple he and Jade from Little Mix would make. Although actually, I'm not trying to break up Jade's current relationship. I did meet her boyfriend the other day after the Brit Awards, and he did seem like a very nice guy. Now, one of my favourite Shuffle Delete Repeat moments from last year has to be with the amazing Kelly Clarkson, one of my favourite artists of all time. Although actually, if you listen to the podcast, you'll hear there were a lot of these songs that she didn't actually want to make at the time. Although I still love all of these songs. And we began with Kelly Clarkson bangers, including Since You've Been Gone. Never Again. And My Life Would Suck Without You.
Can I do shuffle, skip, and delete? Or sorry, repeat. Because My Life Would Suck Without You, I love singing the song. I just, you know, it has kind of a negative connotation when we recorded it. So for me, so I'm going to say delete that one. Although I love singing it, I'm going to say repeat Since You've Been Gone. I love Since You've Been Gone. And I guess I'll shuffle the other one. Never Again. Yeah, I'll shuffle Never Again.
Then Kelly Clarkson ballads. So you've got Already Gone. Because of You. And Piece by Piece.
But piece by piece, he collected me up off the ground where you abandoned things.
Maybe a tough decision.
No, no. I'd repeat Piece by Piece. I love all three of those ballads I wrote, so I'm trying to be nice to myself. I'd repeat Piece by Piece. I'd shuffle Because of You, and I'd delete Already Gone, maybe. I don't know.
That's my fave.
Yeah. Oh, I love Already Gone.
That's my fave.
I love them all. They're different.
I would repeat that, so that's
okay. I
just
kept them because they're bookends to each other, Because of You and Piece by Piece.
That's fine. I'll repeat it. It's always on my repeat. I love that song.
No, I did too. I love singing. It's one of the easiest ones.
I can't believe that song is easy
to sing. Oh, geez. That's my break during my set.
Really?
Yes,
my
that God, breakaway.
Your voice is crazy.
Like, bring it on.
Well, Already Gone, cannot believe Kelly Clarkson deleted that song, but obviously it was a very tough choice there. Now, it's not just all about singers on the Dan Wooten interviews. Every now and then, Shuffle, Delete, Repeat does apply to big TV presenters on the show, so the likes of Claudia Winkleman and James Corden. But when I had Simon Cowell in the pod, I wanted to do Shuffle, Delete, Repeat with him, choosing between some of the most popular Cowell hits from the past, including X Factor Number Ones, which began with Shout Out to My Ex by Little Mix.
What Makes You Beautiful. And It's Chico Time.
It's Chico Time.
Right, we'll delete Chico, and then shuffle or repeat. Oh, God, no, you know what? I'm not going to answer that because I get killed by the other group's fans. So I'm ducking that one.
Okay. Christmas Number Ones. So that's Shane Ward. That's My Goal.
Mm-hmm. I'm not here.
Alexandra Burke, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And James Arthur, Impossible.
OK, Impossible's my favorite.
So you'd repeat that?
Yeah. And then Hallelujah. And then Shane.
So you'd shuffle Hallelujah and delete poor Shane.
Not that I want to, but if I had to.
And he's doing well at the moment. He's
doing fine.
And then Simon Cowell Classics. So you've got Zig and Zag, Them Girls, Them Girls. The World Wrestling Federation
you love this,
Superstars.
Don't you, Dan?
We're taking a little listen to this.
Go on.
Slam Jam.
Yeah.
And Ultimate Chaos, Some Girls.
Oh, Christ. I'd have to delete the last one, if I'm being honest with you.
Ultimate Chaos
is
gone.
I think I'd shuffle the World Wrestling Federation.
You've got
what's
to
repeat. What's the
other one? Zig and Zag.
Well,
you've
that's a classic.
Simon Cowell, he definitely has a mixed musical history, doesn't he? But what amazing choices he got to make then. A look back, I guess, into his varied past. Now, you are listening right now to the Dan Wootton interview. And this week, we're reliving some of the best shuffle, delete, repeat moments. But if you want to listen to any of the full interviews and all of the features, you can scroll back through the back catalogue and hear them all there, totally free. Including Simon Cowell. Now, back in July 2017, I was joined by country queen Shania Twain. She entered my pod to chat about her musical comeback and her friendship with Taylor Swift. But she also took on Shuffle, Delete, Repeat with some of her huge hits. So we're going to kick off with Shania Classics, okay? So
my own
you've
stuff
got That Don't Impress Me Much.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much.
Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Man, I feel like a woman.
And Don't Be Stupid, You Know I Love You.
Don't be stupid, you know I love you. Don't be ridiculous, you know I need you. Don't be absurd.
Which would you shuffle, which would you delete, and which would you repeat out of those three?
Okay, That Don't Impress Me Much, I would repeat.
Yes.
Don't Be Stupid, I would delete, because I do it so much. I would delete, if I had to pick one, I would delete.
Yes.
And Man, I Feel Like a Woman, shuffle.
And tell me now, Man, I Feel Like a Woman, right? It's one of those songs that has become synonymous with a decade, you know, and it is a true classic. What is your view on that song two decades on?
I still enjoy it. I still get pumped up when I hear it. I still get pumped up when I play it live. I think it's just one of those songs that still sounds...
It stood the test of time.
Yeah, I think so. I think if somebody had recorded it now, pretty much the way it was, would be current somehow.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Yeah. Now, one more round with classic ballads of Shania. So... Number one, You're Still the One. Number two, From This Moment On.
From this moment, as long as I live, I will love you.
And number three, Forever and For Always. Which would you shuffle? Which would you delete? And which would you repeat?
Gosh. 'Cause I'm keeping you forever and for always. Forever and For Always, I would repeat. What was the other one? From This Moment On and what?
Yeah, and You're Still the One.
Oh,
two of your biggest songs.
Okay, so From This Moment On, I would shuffle.
Yes.
And You're Still the One, I would delete because other people have already started recording it. And I actually enjoy listening to other people do it.
Yes.
And standing outside of it and watching it.
Big decision there. from Shania Twain. Deleting, You're Still the One. I think I would have deleted Forever and For Always, actually, because I love From This Moment On. But she's such a great, great person. And actually, in the interview, she opened up all about her divorce and her big music comeback after such a long time away. So you can listen to that right now, if you would like to. Now, of course, earlier in the episode, we heard from Simon Cowell, who chose from some of the biggest X Factor hits. And one of the artists to come out of the X Factor, of course, is Mr. Olly Murs. He had to kick off his shuffle delete repeat, choosing between his biggest hits, starting with Heart Skips a Beat. So come on, spin me around now. Troublemaker. And I wanna know, why does it feel so good but hurt so bad? My mind keeps saying run as fast as it can. And Up. Which wow. would you shuffle, which would you delete, and which would you repeat?
Oh, wow. Oh, God. I would shuffle Heart Skips a Beat, just because I've sung it so much.
Yeah.
I love the song to bits, but yeah, I'd shuffle it. Which one would I delete out of Troublemaker and Up? I would have to delete Up, even though I love the song. Yeah. It got me a Brit nomination. And I'd have to repeat Troublemaker because it was, you know, my biggest hit. It gave me so many avenues, traveling around the world. It's my biggest hit to date. And probably just, yeah.
I stood the test of time.
No, and I think that it elevated my career to another level, which is the level that I'm at now. And when you have a hit like that, that goes around the world, you know, opens up so many different doors for me. It was big.
Now, some people might say that Olly Murs is a bit of a troublemaker, so I guess appropriate that he repeated that one. Now, from Olly Murs to one of the most outrageous artists to enter my pod, Anastasia. If you haven't heard her interview, I advise you'd go back and listen as soon as you've finished with this one, because it is really, really hilarious. And of course, we got a hilarious and very fun shuffle delete repeat as well, which kicked off with her bangers, including I'm Out of Love. Left Outside Alone. And I wonder if you know how it really feels to be left outside alone when it's cold out here. Well, maybe you should know just how it feels to be left outside alone. To be left outside alone. And Paid My Dues. How do you choose which you would shuffle, which you would delete, and which you would repeat?
Okay, well, I've always said that my favorite ever song is I'm Out of Love.
See, that's going to be
my
repeated.
My first love, my first song, love singing it, never dull moments. This is where I will tell you reasons why. I would say that shuffle would be Paid My Dues because it's fun and sassy, and this is my personal writing part of it. And Left Outside Alone, I was writing during my first cancer. And as cool as that song is, I didn't have my vocal power at that time. So I sang it all in my falsetto, which is why I sang the operatic part at the beginning of the song. So there's this little piece of superpower woman that I know I did it, but a little piece of going, I don't want it to go away, but... You know,
could move on.
I wouldn't want to move on.
No.
So it's very difficult.
Sorry,
this is a very
sorry for
awful
forcing
question.
You to choose.
It's a very, very awful man, Dan.
Well, it's just going to get harder now because we're going to go with Anastasia Ballads. And the choices here are You'll Never Be Alone.
Just hold on to my love and you'll never be alone. We can make it through.
Heavy on My Heart.
It's heavy on my heart. I
So come and free me. It's so heavy on my heart.
Cowboys and Kisses. Which would you shuffle, which would you delete, and which would you repeat?
Believe it or not, I would repeat Cowboys and Kisses. And because in my career, it is the song everyone loves. It's the sneaker upper.
Yeah.
Like, it's the one that when I do it and I sing it and I'm done, the crowd goes crazy. Yeah. And I'm like, really? That one? So in the hits, I realized that it was such a sneaker that even though it wasn't the biggest song in the world. So I realized that's a really great song to sing live, and it's been really fun. I think that it's the one that the fans really relate to mostly is You'll Never Be Alone. Heavy on My Heart was about cancer. So I think I'm going to delete the cancer situation. I think we just need to say bye to...
And you'll put You'll Never Be Alone on shuffle.
Yeah, why not?
Come back to it. Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now, one of my last episodes from last year was with Robbie Williams at his house in London. There were loads of headlines to come out of that interview, you know, his big health scare, returning to take that. And I sort of broke his sofa too. Sorry about that, Robbie. You can guess. Robbie Williams' Shuffle, Delete, Repeat was going to be one of the most epic of the season. So we kicked off with Robbie's bangers and Let Me Entertain You.
Rock DJ.
I don't wanna rock DJ.
And Candy.
Hey, ho, here she go. Either a little too high or a little too low. Got no self-esteem and vertigo. She thinks she's made of candy.
So you have to choose which you would shuffle, which you would put on repeat, and which you would delete out of those three songs.
Well, they all mean a lot to me in many different ways. I've hated all of them in many different ways too. Actually, I've never hated Let Me Entertain You at all. That's always been a steadfast I love me.
So is that your repeat then?
Yeah, repeat. And then what was the other one?
So one you've got to you've got to choose which you would delete out of Rock DJ or Candy.
I'd have to delete Candy, though I do love it. Just the nature of the cheesiness of it might be a bit too much fromage, but I totally love that song.
I love your story of the 2013 Brits, I think it was, when you talk about your slight moment of horror when you realise that you have to go out and perform Candy with Damon Albarn and Noel Gallagher
sitting right in front of me. Yeah, it's like this is the song that I'm going to do in front of them.
Was a great performance.
Thank you very much. But I'm a big, you know, it's like I'm a genuinely, authentically pop head. That's my sensibilities. So I would get rid of Candy, even though I love it.
And shuffle
Rock DJ. Because that's come back into, oh no, I like you fold.
Yeah.
On this tour in particular, the last tour I did, I enjoyed performing it.
And then you've got Robbie Williams ballads. Okay, so there you've got Angels.
I'm loving angels instead.
feel.
I just want to feel real love, feel the home that I live in.
And Millennium. So which would you shuffle, which would you delete, and which would you repeat?
Okay, so Angels, Feel, and Millennium. Mm. Millennium can die. Feel is the one I'll marry.
Yep.
And then
so
the
that's
other
repeat. So that means you're putting Angels on shuffle.
Angels on shuffle.
Great choices from Robbie, and a great story, actually, of him having to perform Candy in front of Noel Gallagher and Damien Albarn at the Brits. I would love to have just had a camera trained on their faces the whole time. You're listening to the Dan Wootten interview. This week, it's our Shuffle, Delete, Repeat special. But of course, if you want to listen back to any of the full interviews, you can just scroll back through, hear them all now, totally for free. One of those guests making loads of revelations was the English singer-songwriter Paloma Faith. And she had to choose from her hits, starting with Stone Cold Sober. Upside Down.
I tell you what I have found, that I'm a fool. I'm just upside down.
And Can't Rely on You.
I just can't rely on you.
Just can't rely on you.
I just can't rely on you.
Just can't rely on you.
Yeah, you got the good stuff, but can't throw less.
Okay, so Can't Rely on You would definitely be my repeat. Upside Down would be my delete.
Why's that?
I'm over it.
You're over it? Yeah, fair enough.
And then you put Stone Cold Sober I'd have on shuffle. Because it's all right.
Oh, it's more than all right.
It's a sign of what was to come.
It's more
but Upside Down I don't feel that connected to, really. But you know what? It's quite cute because kids like that one.
Yeah. Now, this is a tougher one, I think. Paloma Ballads.
Okay.
So you've got New York.
Please don't make.
Picking up the pieces.
Now she's gone, and I'm picking up the pieces. I want to cry, but you don't see that I'm a woman.
And Only Love Can Hurt Like This, three huge songs.
That's difficult because I like them all. In fact, I didn't really know how you did this, and I just put repeat, repeat, repeat next to all of these.
That's not allowed.
So I love
that's
a ballad.
Not allowed.
but so.
So if you had to choose.
If I had to choose, I would repeat Only Love Can Hurt Like This
yep.
because it did a lot of good things yes. for me. I would. Oh, it's tough. This is really tough.
You can't delete New York. Surely not.
Okay, I'll delete picking. No, I can't delete picking up the pieces. I have to delete New York.
Still angry there with Paloma for deleting New York. That song is actually my favourite Paloma song of them all. Bit of an anthem, I think, but it just shows how difficult this game is. The penultimate guest in our Shuffle, Delete, Repeat special is Take That. So here are Howard Donald and Gary Barlow choosing between some of their original recordings, starting with Pray. Back for Good. And Never Forget.
You're going to be split here because he's going to vote for Never Forget because he sings that one.
You've got to choose one for each.
Personally, I would repeat Back for Good. Yeah. I'd shuffle Never Forget and I'd delete Pray.
I'm totally with him. And I tell you why. It's not because I don't like the song. It's because yeah. we've done it so, yeah. many,
so
times,
many times,
that
yeah,
song.
Yeah. That is the reason.
So as four-piece Take That, okay, you've got Rule the World.
Yeah, you and me, we can ride on a star.
Shine.
So come on.
Patience.
I might have a different answer to you.
Okay, shall I try mine?
Go on, you try yours.
I'd delete patience.
Yep.
I'd shuffle shine.
Yep.
And
that's what I would say.
Rule the world.
Controversial. There you Controversial.
Go. And again, we've sung patience. Yeah. Millions of times.
Yeah, and I'm always thinking about what I'm going to have at the bar when I get home and I'm singing that song.
That and means then, it's late in the set list.
Well, then this might be harder because these are your newer songs for the final category because now we're talking three-piece that. So you've got These Days. Let in the Sun.
Let in the Sun.
Giants. Which would you shuffle? Which would you delete? Which would you
repeat? So I see if you agree with this one.
I'm gonna.
I'd delete Let in the Sun.
Yeah.
I'd repeat Giants and shuffle These Days.
You would have repeated These Days, wouldn't you, Gary?
I would have too.
Such a tune.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the sign of a good band is when you have that many good songs that whatever one you choose to delete is going to be really controversial. But still can't get over the fact that they got rid of patience. Although I do agree with Gary on the last choice, These Days, definitely an absolute tune. Now, last but not least in this special edition of Shuffle, Delete, Repeat comes from one of the best-selling artists in the world at the moment, Sam Smith. The multi-Grammy award-winning singer had to choose from some of his biggest hits. And, well, it proved actually a lot easier than I predicted it would be. We kicked off with his big ballads and Stay With Me.
Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me.
Writing's on the wall.
For you.
And the new single, Too Good at Goodbyes.
It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbyes.
I'm way too good at goodbyes.
I'm way too good at
goodbyes. I'm way too good at goodbyes.
The way that you'll see me cry.
The way that you'll see me cry.
I'm way too good at goodbyes.
Which would you shuffle? Which would you delete? And which would you put on repeat?
Shuffle Stay With Me. Repeat Writings on the Wall because I've fallen back in love with it. Like
anyone an Oscar for it.
But I'd never... that song, like, was so hard to sing.
Yeah.
But recently I've sung it and I've loved singing it, so I'd say repeat. And delete Too Good at Goodbyes because I'm hearing it a lot.
And then you've got Sam Smith collaborations. So yes. Latch with Disclosure. La 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 with Naughty Boy.
I'm covering my ears like a kid. When your words mean nothing, I go la la la. I'm turning up the volume when you speak. 'Cause if my heart can't stop it, I'll find a way to rock it. I go.
And Lay Me Down with John Legend.
Can I?
Thank you.
Which would you shuffle, which would you delete, and which would you repeat?
Repeat Latch, delete La La La, and repeat the Lay Me Down. Oh, no, shuffle Lay Me Down, yeah.
I like a decisive man, which Sam Smith most definitely was here. No beating around the bush. He knew what he wanted to delete, and he just got rid. Now, you can listen back to his entire interview if you missed it. In fact, you can listen back to all of them. Simon Cowell, Kelly Clarkson, Charlie Puth, Anastasia. They're all there in the back catalogue right now, and totally free as well. Plus, if you enjoy them, make sure you subscribe to the pod in Acast, Apple Podcasts, or your favourite podcast provider, and you get each new episode as soon as it comes out without having to even lift a finger. Now, while you're at it, please leave a review of the pod in the iTunes store. Spread the word. And do come back very soon for another big exclusive on the Dan Wotton interview.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.